Hey brother, how's it going?
It's going well. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We're chilling today.
On this fine Thursday that
Yeah.
we missed the past 2 Thursdays. So make up for it on
Yeah,
this
that's okay.
Thursday.
We had a little bit of a little vacay. A little vacay time, so we're getting back on this on schedule.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago you had your supposed interview that I also don't know if you ever had it still to this day.
I did,
Oh,
yeah.
you did have it? How'd it go?
It was really hard. Told you it was like an hour and a half. And I should know back tomorrow, actually. So I've
Oh,
been waiting
okay.
a whole week in suspense.
Did they apologize for not like getting to you on time and all that stuff, like when they scheduled the original meeting, the original interview?
No.
Wow, that's weird, man. I don't know. They like literally just
Well,
dropped the ball on it.
it's fine,
It's weird.
but I mean, he told me he was sorry, but he didn't give me other reason otherwise, other than they were really busy and that they were off on last Monday for Juneteenth, and I didn't have off, so I didn't know that was actually a time that they weren't gonna be able to respond to me. So, but it
Right.
worked out. We'll see what happens tomorrow if he gets back
Nice.
to me tomorrow, and then we'll see if we have a new offer on the table.
Awesome. Wish you luck, man.
Thanks, man. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah. It's choppy, but I
Okay,
can hear
cool.
you.
Jesus Christ.
Know what's going on, man.
Sorry, everybody. We're having some technical difficulties. My internet's got some issues and I can't figure out what the problem is. Anyway, how's your week been?
Week's been weird. It was weird. I had my birthday on Tuesday, but it didn't really feel like my birthday, just because I didn't see
Yeah, we
anybody.
gotta dive into that.
But I don't know. It just feels like a Friday today. Like this week's all weird to me. I had to go in the office
Yeah, it does feel like
Tuesday,
Friday.
Wednesday. It feels like it's Friday right now. I feel like my birthday kind of just came and went. Not really sure what I'm gonna do this weekend, but I'm off at least Monday for 4th of July, so hopefully I'm off work
Yeah.
a little earlier tomorrow. But it's the first business day tomorrow. So, probably got some stuff to do later in the evening, so I don't know.
Nah. At least I don't go in the office. I don't think I'm gonna go in tomorrow.
No.
I tried to get most of my stuff in today.
Yeah, no office at
That I had
least,
to
which is
do
nice.
most of my meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What did you do for your birthday?
Worked and then came home. What did I do? Aaron made some fish halibut with herb butter.
Yeah.
It was really good. Chrissy Teigen recipe. Some couscous and
So
asparagus with
tea.
it. Yeah, and then what did we do after that? Oh, I went to the pool for a little bit. Got all my phone calls
Okay.
in with the rents and you. And then after that, had Aaron made brown butter chocolate chip cookies with sea salt on them. Had those for
Jesus
dessert.
Christ.
And then jumped on and did. Cracked a delicious Citra IPA from Other Half, got online and we did some Fall Guy parties. It was
That's right,
fun.
we did. Got a
And
nice
the
dip.
N64, that
That
was a
was,
lot of fun too.
yeah, that was absolutely fun.
N64 online, because I just upgraded to the family plan with the expansion pack on
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch Online. It's fun. It was a good time. So that was a sense. So trying to get some more stuff going on this weekend with the fam, with you guys, to see what.
What's the
Get
best
some more
gift you
games.
got for your birthday out of everything?
Best gift. I got so many gifts, but probably one of my favorite things I got is actually something that I pre-ordered back in November. I got the box set new Porcupine Tree Closer Continuation LP set. So
Right.
it's
Oh, that's right.
three LPs, 9 songs. The actual album 7. It comes with 2 bonus tracks, press on clear vinyl with 45 RPM pressing, so it's a quicker speed instead of a slower speed, because how it works is you get better sound quality at the beginning of a record compared to, as you know,
Right.
because you as the needle
As it
gets closer
goes.
to the center, you're losing sound quality.
Right.
The songs sound better when they first are played, and they degrade as you go closer in. So when you press it on 45, you only put like a one or two songs per side. And then it just
Yeah.
plays like halfway through this track, and then you flip it. So it's 6 discs. It's A, B, C, D, and E, and F. But
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'll show you the set. I have it on my shelf over here. Hold on. Pull it off.
Whoa, It's clean. I didn't realize it was that clean looking.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it's a box set, so you get three LPs in there.
Wow. And
those are all the sides really nice. In there. Yeah.
So when did you order this?
I ordered this in November of 2021. And it literally came 6/27. It was the exact day, day before my birthday, that it, so it was perfect timing. So yeah, I'm hyped. It sounds so good.
You already listened to some of it?
Oh, I've listened to the whole thing through. I've spun this like three times already through. And then I've listened to the digital a bunch at work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd take all of it out, but
no, that's okay.
I figured you.
I can see that.
Yeah, you can see that. I can show you some other time. But I do have, because I was in Colorado last week, so we missed 2 weeks ago for your supposed interview that never happened because it was dropped. Last week I was in Colorado. It's closed, yeah. So for the entire week, so we're making it up for it today, but I brought back one Czech lager from Denver. Aaron's brother Greg picked it up.
You got that through? That any suspicion?
Well, yeah, you can bring beer back through a Czech bag.
Oh, I forgot your Czech bag. Yeah.
You can bring beer. I flew Southwest, so they let you two free Czech bags per person.
A couple free bags, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Nice. Want to do a little post birthday?
Yeah, I want to do a little cheers.
Link and drink?
Yeah. Oh, geez, this had some air to it from the plane. Hopefully this doesn't get all over me. Here we go.
You got to top the top, man.
I already did. I'm like nervous now. Oh, we're good. I thought it was gonna like spray me.
It sat for a while though, since you brought it home, so that'll be fine.
I had it in the fridge. Well, I mean, it's a they call it like half and
mocha
half.
Triple espresso dark coffee bean.
No, it's not a stout. Lager. It's 4%, bro.
Lactate.
It's not lactate. No? There's a lot of lactose in it. It's just literally a lager. Cheers, bro.
Oh, it's birthday. Cheers, thanks, man.
It's really good. It's like refreshing and light, but also like a little roasty and malty, like coffee notes. But it's light. It's not like heavy like a stout. It's just the finish is awesome.
It look that I can't do dark beers.
I mean, you probably wouldn't like this then because you don't like coffee like notes, right?
Yeah.
It's got like a baker's chocolatey espresso kind of vibe to it. It's gotcha. So good. It's so just different.
I couldn't drink
like
a whole can.
Bread, like a burnt, not burnt, but like kind
toasty
of like burnt
bread.
Yeah, like it has like a burnt kind of like crust thing going on for it. It's really good. Really bready.
Super off topic, but I found a new like product that looks really cool. It's like a bread maker. I mean, you can buy bread makers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for $120, mm-hmm, it makes a perfect loaf. You don't have to do anything. It bakes it, stirs it.
Oh, I've seen that machine. Does everything. You just like put the ingredients in and it does it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does everything for it. And then you just open it up and it's just a loaf that's finished. I was like, I'm buying that.
Why? You just want loaves of bread instead of buying a loaf of bread?
Well, because you can make like for, I don't know, more custom stuff like French toast or like stuff for like lunches, like more, you could put some different ingredients in and have like your own kind of rye bread or sourdough or whatever. And I was like, that is so sick. Obviously, bread's pretty cheap, but.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. $120, I might as well just buy 120 loaves of bread with that money. Or 60 if it's $2 a piece.
No. It's all about the custom.
Custom, you just mean homemade.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not really homemade because a robot's doing it for you. You're just putting the ingredients in from the store to let the robot do it. Well, you might as well just do it, just buy a loaf of bread at the store.
Don't tell your friends, though. You just do it anyway, and then.
Don't tell your friends, but you're going to spend $120 on a bread maker and not show your friends? I mean, come on.
Yeah, so you had your birthday, and I just want to come back to this. You said it's kind of sad because you didn't see anybody for your birthday. Was this one of your first birthdays you haven't had with friends or
weird because like no, I've like worked to like not seen friends on my birthday. Like or like sometimes on my birthday week they come over, like the weekend before or after, so I might see some friends this weekend. Yeah. But I just haven't like gone in the office also in a while on my birthday. Like the past few years I've taken off either on the day or like it fell on the weekend, because it fell on a Tuesday this week. Last year was on a Monday. Right. The year prior was Sunday, you know, Saturday. So yeah. Right. So I thought I was gonna work from home, but now we're going in twice a week. So I was like, well, I'm not gonna take off Tuesday. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm not gonna go anywhere. Aaron's working. Yeah. I'm not gonna go anywhere. I just was on vacation. So I'm like, well, I'll just sit at home, play games and then drink. Like, okay. I mean, it's not really, it was just whatever. I don't know. I don't really care, because I was just like, I'll just use the days. I'll save the day and take a long weekend and actually go to the beach for like 3 or 4 days or something. So.
Are you guys going to the beach this weekend?
Probably not this weekend, just because it's so busy for 4th of July and I want to deal with the traffic.
Yeah.
We were thinking about it, but we didn't get a place quick enough. And also, we just traveled, so we're kind of tired of traveling. We traveled a lot. So maybe we'll go.
Yeah.
In a couple weekends or something. We're looking at going like maybe the 20th or something like that, that weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it was good. But I didn't get to tell you about like my trip too much, but it was a really good trip to Colorado.
Oh yeah.
With Aaron's family.
I didn't get to hear about it.
The only thing I wanted to tell you, just like, I wanted to tell you the story about like pretty much the second day I was there. On Sunday, we went on this hike. And we climbed, so like we were in Estes Park, so it's like right next to Rocky Mountain National Park, okay? So you're in the Rocky Mountains, you're really high up. So you can pay to get in or whatever, you pay a time slot to go on, you know, a certain time. So we went in the morning and we were gonna meet.
Right.
We went with Aaron's brother and we went with Aaron's uncle and aunt, and it was so, and Aaron's dad. It was like 7 of us, something like that. It wasn't that many. Aaron obviously was there. And we're like, oh, let's go do like not a really long hike. So Aaron's uncle picked it, a trail, and it was, I think it was Glacier something like Glacier Grove or something like that. I forget.
This was then, early in the morning.
Yeah, we went like, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty early. So maybe it was like by 9 by that point, but it was so the hike, we didn't know exactly how far we were going to go. We knew about 3 miles. I was thinking 3 miles round trip, okay, first of all. It was 3 miles one way, so, which is not bad, but it's all high elevation. It's all, you know, you're going up. You start at 9,000 feet up, and you end up at 10,200. So it's 1,200 feet elevation gain, okay? So it's like climbing stairs the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
So we climb all the way to the top of this lake. It takes 3 hours, okay, to get up there, just because we're taking our time. You know, it's a lot on your body. You can't breathe. There's no oxygen up there, right? It's like you're climbing a mountain, like going to the freaking,
do it slow.
Any mountain up that high doesn't have any oxygen. So just taking your time, you're trying to breathe in a lot and drink a lot of water. And then we get to the top. Beautiful. It's like you get to the top, there's snow, bro. They had snow like a couple weeks prior. It's not melted, sitting up there. You get to take in the water. We like sat down. I had like a granola bar, ate that, because I didn't have lunch. It was 12 o'clock by this point, because it was, you know, 9 to 12.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, oh, my God. So now we're chilling up there for like maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Then we're like, okay, time to go back down, because it's going to take us 2.5 hours to get back to the car. Not 3 miles back down. So it's going to be a 6 mile hike. So we start heading back, and it's a lot, you know, on Aaron's knees, obviously. Her knees, her patellas are hurting.
Yeah, how did she do that without getting injured?
She has a knee wrap, like a brace that she puts on, like a compression knee thing, pad that you put on your kneecap. Yeah. So she wore those on both knees to help her. But going down hurts more than going up, just because you're putting like all your weight as you're going down hills, like on your kneecaps. Like your body weight is shifted kind of like backward a little bit to hold, so you don't fall forward. So it puts more pressure and like more, you know, just stuff on your knees, weight. So we start going, and then we look behind us, we start seeing dark clouds. We're like, oh, there's a storm coming in. We knew there were storms in the forecast, but we're like, oh, we'll be fine.
Gonna rain.
And then all of a sudden, it just, we look back and he's moving, and we're like, oh my God, it's like coming really quick. Like after 10 minutes, like, oh, it's 5 minutes. Oh my God. So we start moving and moving, and then all of a sudden we start feeling raindrops. And we're like about, we're in the, you know, 10,000 feet up in the air. Like we're, if there's a thunderstorm that's about to roll in, which it was, we're in danger. We're going to get hit by like something. Yeah. So we start practically running down this hill, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, the storm just rolls right over us. The cloud, and it just starts hailing. Hailing all over my body.
What?
Hailing. Ice balls hitting me. I'm running down a mountain with a thunderstorm and hail balls slapping my body and Aaron. And we're just running. We're like, what? Oh my God, we got to get back to the car. And, you know, we're 2.5 miles away from the car. We're barely anywhere.
Everyone's freaking out.
Dude, we moved. I was soaked. Yeah. So I'm wearing like a thin North Face and a shirt underneath, pair of shorts. And then I had my North Face sling on, you know, my hiking bag.
Disaster.
Behind me.
Yeah.
Dude, all my stuff was in there, like a water bottle, my phone. I mean, I didn't bring much. My wallet was on my phone, like my granola bar wrapper, whatever. Not much. My hat. I had no hood or anything. So I'm just soaked. Like, absolutely soaked from my underwear. My bag soaked. My phone soaked. My watch is running this entire time for the hike. Halfway down the hill, I keep checking it to see, like, I'm like, okay, how much have I hiked? Like, because I know how close I am to the car. I'm like, oh, I'm a mile away. A mile. Yeah. I had a mile and a half or, like, a mile left, and my watch just completely freaked out and died. Like, it just ended the workout. It, like, didn't die, but, like, it just canceled everything. The screen was, like, broken. I was like, oh, I ruined my phone. I ruined my watch. I was freaking out. But we made it down. We were soaking wet. Eventually got back to the house. It was the best shower I had in my life. It was insane. I lived to tell a tale. I didn't get lightning strike on a mountain, and I got hail balls to the face and body. So it was insane.
So how did everybody else handle this? Because...
No, we were all in the same boat. Aaron's and Uncle, they're like, we've hiked a lot. They're like, and never in a storm like that before. We never got caught in a thunderstorm. I was like,
as you were, that was insane. Yeah, on the mountain. Yeah.
Yep.
It was absolutely insane. Holy cow. Yeah. I had no idea. That's crazy. So yeah,
it was an experience.
Yeah, because when you went, there was any bad weather or anything, right? But you also thought it was shorter. So,
well, yeah. So it was in the forecast. We knew it was, but the issue was that it said between 1 or 2 to like 4, there was gonna be storms. And we got to the top, it was like 12:30. I'm like, oh my God, like, it's beautiful up here. Sun's out. Never did I think it was gonna just roll in out of nowhere. It said 50% chance.
Yeah. We didn't bring enough food, probably, or whatever.
Yeah. What food you said?
I mean,
we didn't bring like a meal. So like I was starving, like running down this hill, like we had a granola bar each. And then I didn't have my raincoat. It was warm. I had my raincoat at the house, but I didn't bring it with me. It probably would have helped because it's actually repels the water. It's actually fully waterproof.
Yeah, but you didn't think so. You didn't think it's heavy. Happen. It's like, oh, I'll pack light. Yeah.
And because I brought the sling. If I brought my backpack, I would have threw it in there, but I didn't bring my backpack because I didn't want to hike with it. So yeah, it was wild. 6 mile hike, man. It was insane.
Jeez. That's funny. I was talking to, one of my friends, we were going climbing the other day. We were climbing, I took her to my gym, and then we went to her gym a couple days before that. But I was, we were talking about biking because we were talking about biking. And we're like, yeah, we want to get back into doing trails because we both have nice mountain bikes. And she's like, yeah, I once went on a trip and I fell so hard, and I was going down a hill, and she's like, I was braking in the middle of a turn and completely spun out. And I was like, listen, I gotta tell you a story with my brother because this is not this
when
is not
I fell good. Down a freaking ski
and
mountain.
She's like, dude, even so I told her about what happened to her. Is she was going down, she was braking in the middle of a turn, and I think maybe she was heavier on her front brakes, completely flipped over and landed on her head, and her whole bike went behind, like in front of her, right?
That's
from behind
exactly
from
what happened to me. And I literally did this, my head hit the ground and the bike went over me. And I had a helmet on, so I was okay.
And same thing with her. She was like, yeah, I was wearing a helmet. And she's like, I got up. And I was like, I was okay. And her friends were like, yo, do you have a concussion? Like, this was really bad. So luckily she was okay. And she didn't have any major problems or anything. But I was like, that is so dangerous. There's so many people that get injured, you know, really, really bad. If not, they break things or whatever. And But it's like, yeah, you're lucky. But it just reminded me, I was telling her about the story about you. She's like, never, never.
It was terrifying, man. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, that's getting to a point where you have to be really avid. You have to be, you know, a novice.
You
can't be a novice.
And stuff.
But,
it was something else.
But that's crazy to hear about that hike. I mean, did you guys go hiking in times that he had no other problems, right? You were hiking other days, right?
Yeah, we never did like any other big hikes in Rocky Mountain after that. We did like some like smaller hikes. Like we drove like all the way up to the Alpine Visitor Center. It's like you can drive through Rocky Mountain National Park for like an hour and go all the way up to 12,000 feet above sea level. And you can hike.
Oh, gotcha. Up.
It's like a half a mile or something. It's really short, not even a half mile. It's pretty quick. You just walk up a bunch of stairs and you're at the top. You're at this peak of.
You can drive there.
Yep. You drive up and then you just hike up the rest of it. So we did that and just some like minor little hikes here and there. Like nothing crazy like that 6 miler we did, but it wasn't even that big of a hike. It just was intense with the weather and stuff. It was fun. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Something that I'll never forget. It was an experience.
So how else was your experience there in Colorado? What else did you really like about it or good. Didn't like about it? I mean, obviously you went in the summertime. The
weather was really nice. I got to see the main area. Like I didn't get to explore Denver. I flew into Denver, but never got to explore that area. So that's the only area I didn't see really, except just the outskirts of it. You know, I never got to explore in the city. I got to see lions. We didn't stay in it or stop in it, but we drove past it into Estes Park. It's like on the way up. Estes Park's very touristy, really nice area where we stayed. It's like in the mountains, right next to the national park. Like I said, you can drive then an hour northeast to Fort Collins. That's where New Belgium is. So we went there. Very hipster town, very cool college town scene. Just really cool and clean and nice. And then on the way home, we hit Boulder. So Boulder is also very like up and coming, like kind of historic looking towns and shops, but like very like, I don't know, just really cool. Like very hipsterish too. Kind of like has a Portland vibe.
Is it expensive there?
Like in the state, or you mean just that city?
No, like in the touristy, like hipster college towns. Yeah,
it was. The prices are like breakfast was like $14 a plate, lunch was like $14 a plate, like pretty expensive. The shops in Boulder weren't cheap. Like sales tax is 8.7% in the state, it's pretty high. But that's fine. I mean, everything was really good. The only thing that was like a little bit like, not like, I guess, I don't know, like a negative, I should say, is the air is very dry. So like you're very high up one, so it's hard to breathe. And then the air is dry.
Right.
So like every time you're breathing through your nose, it just dries your nose out and it just hurts. Like your nose hurts a lot. You're always stuffy. Like when you lay it down for bed.
Really?
You constantly have a bloody nose because like it dries your nose out. Like you're supposed to put Vaseline in your nose and like keep it moist. I was always dry because I'm so used to the humidity in the air here. And then it's dry in Arizona, but not that dry. There's still some humidity in the air. But you go there, you're up in the mountains, there's no humidity. Yeah. It's just dry as a bone. So that was a little bit annoying, but it's just something I'm not used to, you know? You get used to it probably after you live there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got to go visit. I mean, it sounds nice. Especially
it was very nice. I want to go back. It was something else. That national park was so cool. I want to do more hikes, and it's breathtaking. It's not hard to navigate. The roads are pretty simple. They're all beautiful. They all follow rivers as you drive in. It just like swerves through like Route 34.
Yeah,
it cuts
up
to Estes Park. It's just literally just following a river for a half hour. It's freaking gorgeous, man. It's and like I took a bunch of pictures, but none of the pictures do it justice. Just like anything else, you know, you go to the Grand Canyon, you can't take a picture. Like it looks so much different in person than a picture.
Yeah.
Just breathtaking.
Yeah, it's funny. I think you know, that's why I like living in Arizona a lot, because there's a lot of places that are close to hike or like go sightsee in sunset, or if you wake up in the middle in the morning and you see the sunrise. But we're going to Seattle in September. We booked our flights and everything. And
what are you doing in Seattle?
We're just gonna do some like hanging around. We're gonna explore. Do a lot of hiking. Maybe do some paddleboarding and stuff like that. Chelsea has her paddleboard in Maine that she's flying in with in a couple of days. So we'll have it here in Arizona.
You put in like a carry case or something?
They allow you. It's like same thing with like really big things like snowboards and stuff. If you don't have a bag, you can check it itself. So you just pay as like a special item and they put it on the plane.
Hmm.
So we'll have the paddleboard here that we'll use in like Tempe Town Lake or whatever. But we are going to go there in September, and we booked like a tiny home Airbnb to do things for like a week. but we've been trying to book flights to go international, but it's actually less expensive to fly international than it is domestic. I was looking at just domestic flights and it's like, you know, asinine. It's so stupid. It's like two people, it's like $1,300 to go anywhere in the state. But so I'm doing that in September, but I really want to go to Colorado, so maybe we'll go there sooner or later, depending on what their flight prices are and stuff like that. But that's good to hear. Glad that you had a good time, and especially for your birthday. I know it wasn't really exactly what it, the way it landed, it wasn't exactly what you planned. But
I got to like, I still got the like, we celebrated there. You know, like we went to New Belgium, and Aaron's family, you know, some of them joined, and we all went on the big tour together. It was, that day was a lot of fun. That was on Tuesday, and the following night we had like a cake. Then they did a cake for Aaron's uncle and me, and they put my name on it. It was cool. Like I had a little ice cream cake celebration that one night, and
nice.
A lot of beer drinking and just good times. Yeah.
Good. Nice to hear.
Yeah. So it worked out. It was like a, you know, a pre-birthday, you know, week. And then I
celebrate,
got to celebrate this week and do stuff this weekend. So go to the beach still. And you know, just, even though it's not this weekend, it will still be my, for my birthday, we'll do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. I mean, now you got lots of Legos to build and no place to put them. So
sets. This is the thing. So I really, really, really want to build the Jurassic one that I have.
Yeah.
But I don't want to open it because I'm savoring it. Like it's one of those sets where I'm just like savoring it as long as I can because I like want to like save it for the best day. So I just watched the Jurassic World Dominion last night. It was pretty good. It was okay. But I was thinking
it was about okay.
It was okay. Like it was unnecessary, but it was okay. But I was thinking about like building it around then. But now I've seen the film, so like I don't know if I'll wait or what. But I got the Mandalorian helmet over here too. I got the Jurassic Mandalorian helmet, and then I got the Millennium Falcon. So,
dang,
I think I'm gonna do the Mandalorian helmet first. I'm gonna do the Jurassic set when I'm ready to do it, and then I want to do the Millennium Falcon. I kind of want to do it with like you or like the boys or something like that. Like I don't know if I'll do it in this apartment just because it's so big. I kind of want to hang on to it for like a day that I can do a collaborative build. It'd be fun.
That makes like, sense.
Do,
yeah,
it's like a big build. I want to do with somebody, or like I also want to kind of like finish in a place where I can put it on a shelf right away instead of like just putting it here, just like I sit on the floor or like tuck it back in the box because I have nowhere to put it. Like I don't, that's not cool. I'd rather build it like when I have like a little more room to build it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Cause I was like,
it'd be cool to build
it. We wanted to get you. Yeah. I mean, we wanted to get you a really big set, but I was like, there's no place to put it and he can't probably build it yet. So I pretty much figured that, are you trying to get all the helmets? Because I was thinking about getting you a couple helmets, but I was like, at this point,
I was this close to getting the Boba Fett helmet when Boba Fett series started, because I'm like the kind of person where like something's on TV and I'm really enjoying it, and then I got to go buy everything that's for it all of a sudden. That's just me though. Like the marketing stuff gets to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Sometimes. Well, with Legos, it does anyway. Not everything, but like Mandalorian, you know, helms, and I'm like, I need the Razor Crest now.
I'm ready to get that.
So. That's kind of how that came from. You know, I got the TIE fighter, got the Stormtrooper helmet, but the Mando helmet I wasn't necessarily going to get, but that I was talking about getting like when they dropped it, and Aaron surprised me. So that was a cool surprise, but I almost got the Boba Fett helmet and then ended up getting the Slave One, the new one, the $50 one. So that I got, that was my build during Book of Boba Fett. Cause I did that when I was out, when it was airing. So I got to build that during Book of Boba Fett. So that was like my, you know, now I got a new Boba Fett figure and all that. And I got the Beskar armor Mando over here on my desk. Because I didn't have the Beskar armor. Because the other one comes with the regular armor. So this is actually the Beskar armor on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have so many helmets. I'm like, I don't want the Darth Vader one. And then you're going to have to get like the TIE fighter pilot. And I'm like, that's just so much. And then the Luke Skywalker like helmet. So,
no, I know. I mean, I was reading
the pilot one. I mean,
yeah. Recently, I read that there was at least this rumor that they're trying to make the Razor Crest is going to be a UCS Razor Crest.
That is pretty much confirmed. You know why it's confirmed?
Why?
You saw they had LegoCon, right, for 90th year of Lego.
I don't think I saw that.
They had a Lego conference because this is the 90th year of Legos. Okay.
Yeah.
As a company, and the Star Wars developer team, like the set development team, was there, and they're straight up Easter egg. They literally wore t-shirts all matching outline of the Razor Crest top down on their shirts. Wow. Meaning that's the UCS of this year.
So that's it. Then,
they literally are hinting toward it. That's what's coming in fall. UCS, right? They're literally telling everybody. Yeah. So not like that I'm bummed that I got this one, but like it'd be cool to have the full one, but I'm probably not going to get it just because I already have the regular.
But, so what I'm thinking is, if that is the case, we have the regular Razor Crest.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the UCS Razor Crest, and that's gonna be next to each other.
Oh, like collaboratively, right? Buy it? You mean the
yeah.
That one? Yeah.
Because now we're gonna have the Millennium Falcon,
and then the UCS Millennium Falcon is so beautiful. It's such a big, beautiful set. It's so much detail. Oh.
It's enormous. It's so big. Like, you have to have a space to display it with a stand and everything.
It's so much.
So that's the plan, is doing that. Or hanging it from the ceiling or something. I don't know. Yeah, and then the AT-AT.
The AT-AT is really cool.
So I'm thinking so far, at least on my list, the Razor Crest UCS set, and then the Millennium Falcon, and the AT-AT. Because I'm
really excited to see how that UCS Crest is going to be. Because, like, this one's pretty detailed. So, like, I'm excited to see what they do with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and my vision is to have the mini set of each one, then the regular set, and then the UCS set, and then the whole online. The scaling
of each one.
Yeah, and then you can be like, oh, when people come over, you're like, oh yeah, this is actually the scaled one right here, and you have a minifig on the table of the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you can see all different forms of it. Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, so I'm excited for that, at least. We'll see what happens. I guess Legos are freaking outrageous right now. I was looking at some prices, and I was like, ugh.
They're high now, and then they're gonna bump the prices of the old sets for inflation, because they can't keep up with like these UCS costs, like, because production's more costly now for them. They're charging a price from 2016 or 2018. It's 2022. Yeah. Makes sense why they're bumping the price up, but I don't want to see it. But everybody's gonna be either buying them before they go up, or still buying them anyway because they're Legos.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna spend a couple $100 each month or something, just have set aside and just buy the sets that, like, I'm gonna go on Amazon, I'm gonna go to Walmart, and I'm just gonna buy them, put them on the shelf, and just tuck them away. And I'm telling you right now, 100%, I'm gonna do that. And because there's sets that I've wanted, like, there's that blue, like, battle pack almost, it was like $24 when it was first launched.
The 501st battle pack, that one?
Yes, exactly. And they're no longer making that, and it's already going up in value. But I found some actually that are like still kind of where it was set price when they first launched it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to buy at least 10 of those or something, because they're already expensive on eBay if you wanted them, like open unboxed or whatever. Yep. But I'm going to get some of those. I got to get the Razor Crest. I got to get the, I really wanted to get, if I can find it, the older Slave One that they released, I don't know how many years ago, but...
Oh, the UCS one?
Not the UCS one,
but the one they just did, like, in 2016, like, the 30th anniversary or whatever, Lego?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
That one's very nice.
Yeah,
it's like, because
it's, like, more detailed, but not as expensive.
It's a nice size, like, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Oh, that's beautiful. I wish I had that one.
So that's on my list. I want to do that. And then also, the old... I don't know what it's called. It's the one that has all the wheels.
The turbo tank.
What is it called? Turbo tank. Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah. They're coming out. They've released a new turbo tank, and I was going on eBay and I was looking at
the ATTE, right? That one? Or are you talking about the other one?
No. The turbo tank with the wheels.
Yeah.
The one they use in Kashyyyk. Yeah. Yep. That one I want to get. Same thing with the ATTE, because I have the old ATTE, which is worth like crazy money right now. Mm-hmm. And they just released, like, I sent you the new one with Commander Cody, and there's no sets with Commander Cody in them. I'm 100% going to buy that.
So the sets you have now, the old Clone Wars stuff, or I guess any of your old Star Wars stuff, you have the set and the manual only, right?
The set, the manual, I have for sure, and only some of the boxes I have.
Oh, you actually have some of the empty boxes still?
Yeah.
Wow, you kept the boxes? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so some of the ones, I'm sure I could, like, sell the box alone for, like, crazy money, but I kept most of them, definitely all the extra pieces and stuff like that, and the sets themselves. And this is super off topic, but I saw something else I wanted to do is, like, you can buy storage units, right? And you can buy them with people scrapping them, and they never paid their dues or whatever.
And you can, like, see what they have over, like, auction.
Yeah, exactly. This guy was, like, going through, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to sell some of the stuff in here. And he found a DS, wasn't a DS Lite, but it was some DS, it wasn't a 3DS, it was like a package deal with like a Mario game or something in it. He sold the box alone for like $150 on eBay. He's like, I put this up, first day it was sold. And it was box only with the instructions.
So people are trying to like collect it for their collection or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, I spent like $30 on the whole storage unit and this one item is $150. Wow. I'm like, this just shows you
how insane people will pay a lot for stuff now. Like complete in box, if they're collectors, there's no price that they won't pay. Yeah.
Yeah. And he had no problem selling it. And he did that with a couple of things that he found, video game things, which I know we talk about a lot. But that's just my perspective on Legos, at least, because got to get them. I have some old sets. Like, I remember I bought an original. I don't have the instructions or the box because it was sold, just the pieces. But it was an old droid carrier set from the 90s. Original one of the first Star Wars Lego sets they released. And I have it. And, you know, it's like basic stuff. It was like not a lot of pieces. And I bought it on eBay a long time ago when I was young, and I was like, oh, I want this. I wanted some more guys, you know? And it was like $20 or something. And now it's worth so much money because it's so vintage, and you can't find it. I have all the pieces are discontinued, so hard to get.
There's this big curve of nostalgia and you know, adult fan of Lego coming back in or re-entering or you know, becoming a fan, I guess, that never were. And they're looking backward now and like, I love these sets. I want to have all of them now. How do I get all of them? And they got to go on eBay and they're buying all these sets. And that's where all the price exploded. Like, and Lego was struggling. I don't know if you remember, like late 2000s, like mid, you know, what kind of when I was in high school, 2010, 2011, they were in a rough spot. Like as a company, they were like profits were way down. They had no good IPs, like, or like good brand collabs. Like, their own IPs weren't doing well. And then all of a sudden it just like shot like a rocket way up. And it hasn't come down since. Like it just keeps going up and up and up. And like they're making record profit over the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. Disgusting. Bumping prices up still because even though they're making profit and like, the amount of Lego they're pumping out now, like monthly, like new sets and like releases and like new brands is insane. Like there's now video game collabs for almost everything now. Like they just keep adding more and more and more and more. And like it just never ends. And it's insane. So this is the time, but, like people are buying them as an investment, like you said. And it's just crazy to think, like, I never would have thought like this would be a toy. You buy it sealed and don't open it and just keep it on a shelf. And it freaking grows in value because people want it, you know, 10, 20 years later, it holds value if you don't touch it. Keep the box intact in your basement, you're good to go.
No, I'm absolutely going to do that. And that's going to be, I'm going to have a shelf for all my clothes sets. And then all the ones that I'm going to build, like the newer like ones that come out. Like your backlog
that you're actually going to open and stuff,
Exactly.
And then I'm sure there's gonna be sets where you're gonna own two of it because you want to keep one for your collection, like to own yourself, and then you one to as an investment.
You got it exactly.
That's how I feel right now because like I haven't opened the three sets I have laying behind me, and I'm just like, oh, like I because you know they're gonna go up in value. I'm like, you know, if I don't touch them, like they're just gonna go up. Like that Jurassic set's gonna explode in value when it discontinues.
Yeah, especially because they only sell so many of them, and then the end of life comes, and that's it.
That, and I'm sure like. It's not going to be a super, like, well, I don't know how long they'll manufacture. Usually, like, 2 years they'll do it or a year or two. But they haven't done Jurassic Park sets in a long, I don't think ever. I don't know if they've done it in a long time or ever. But they've done Jurassic World sets. But I don't know if they've done Jurassic Park sets. And I don't know if I've ever seen them before.
Yeah. No, I know. And there's a lot of stuff like that that's coming out that's, like, specialty. A lot of the, obviously, the movie-related stuff. But, like, the Pride set, I see that getting so expensive, and I definitely need to pick one up.
The Pride set is discontinued already?
Well, like it's going to be, right? Because they still sell it, but they do like a year of the release.
Most sets end; they usually last like 2 years, like sometimes between like 1 to 2 years. Usually not a year. Usually it's longer than a year. Usually about
depends on what it is.
Yeah, it depends what it is. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes like a year and a half, 2 years.
There's a bunch of specialty stuff that I've seen that's come out, and I'm just like putting it on my list, and I'm just like,
there's sets on my list. Like, so I've kind of like, there's stuff that I'm like, do I need this or do I want it? And it's like, there's like things I'm like, oh, I like it, but like, what do I really need to buy it? No. Like, for example, the Nintendo cube that opens up, that's microscale. I think it's cool. Will I spend $100 on it? Probably not, because I think it's like it checks all the boxes for me. It's Legos and it's like my favorite video game growing up, but it's micro scale and $160 with no minifigures. So I'm probably not going to, like, what am I ever going to do with it? I don't know. If I had a ton of money, sure, I'll buy it, but I don't. The NES, I think it's a beautiful set. Will I ever buy it? Probably not, because I didn't grow up with NES. I don't own NES games. I'm not like a diehard Nintendo NES person or Mario NES person. I think it's awesome, but I don't know. But the Stranger Things set, I'm like, I need to buy that before it retires, because I'm like, that's a beautiful set. Fun. That's what I want, and it's going to retire soon. So I'm like, that's $200. I'm like, I guess I got to buy that soon. So I'm a Lego member now, VIP, so I guess I'm buying that. Before it retires, I really want it.
I was going to tell you that. Yeah, that's been circulating a lot, because people are like, oh, and same thing with, I don't know if you saw the Story Night set.
Oh, it's, I did. I Story saw Night. That many, many times, yeah.
Yeah, and it was released, I don't know, like a month ago, maybe not even 2 weeks ago. And people are like, day one, winning us a Lego store, like, I'm buying this, picking this up. And I'm like, it's stuff like that they do launches with, and then it's specialty stuff that's over. And another thing that I have on my list is the either the typewriter, that special,
that one's
like,
cool. Collector, it's really, really nice. It's a Lego idea set, yeah.
It's either that or the grand piano. I think I'm going to buy the grand piano 100%. I've been looking at them on Amazon, because I have set up a lesser grand piano, actually a full grand piano from this person locally, and it's like beat up. Like it needs some help. It's not restored or anything like that. So it's really cheap.
Is it upright or is it a baby grand?
It's actually a full grand piano. Oh, it's not a baby grand. It's full. Oh my God, it's huge. So I don't know what the dimensions are. It looks, it looks pretty big, but I have room to put it. I was thinking of putting a baby grand there, one that I could restore, one that's got some patina, so it's got some feel.
Yeah.
And this one is a grand, and it's a Lester, which is actually created and handmade in Philadelphia. I don't know if you knew that.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, kind of fitting, nice. And I've set on the week of the 11th, I'm going to have scheduled some people to move it into the house. And I want to have that set up. I don't think I'm going to restore it at all yet. I'm going to keep it the way it is. I'm just going to have it tuned, because nothing's broken on it, really. Right. And I'm going to buy the Lego set, the Lego grand piano. I'm going to put it on top of it, and that's going to be the mini set on display. So definitely what I'm going to buy. And I'm so excited, because that one is so detailed, and it's like so expensive. But that's going to be another collector piece I'm going to get that I'm going to build for sure.
Jeez.
But
wait, you did already buy the piano?
What's that?
You already bought the big piano, you said?
I'm putting a deposit down on it now, and then I'm gonna move it in a couple weeks, because I don't have.
When's your moving date for it? Like for the house?
Not until late July. Like the 25th.
Like, you can like move it in early.
It might be sooner than that. I can move stuff into it. I sort of give the tenant a couple days notice.
Oh, okay.
But they're moving some of their stuff next week. So I coordinated with him. I was like, okay, no problem. I'll do it week of the 11th. And the person who's selling the piano can't do it then anyway. So I'm just holding it. And then I'm going to buy, just pay for movers to move it and then put it in the house. And then I'm just going to pay to get it cleaned and tuned and everything, which is not expensive. But that's my plan. I'm going to get that Lego set.
It sounds okay. You haven't sat down at it and played it, right?
I had the lady send me a bunch of videos going over the whole thing.
How's it sound?
And with it playing, it sounds good, actually. She had it tuned 5 years ago.
Okay.
So obviously, with anything that's wood, it needs to be retuned, obviously, because of the temperature and humidity. But it sounds actually really great. And none of the strings are busted or anything like that. It's just dusty. And all of the wood is like it's like an 80s piano, or a 70s piano. It's so old. And it's just got scratches and scuffs. And I think I'm going to leave it the way it is. Like, people on the big opening for the acoustics, there's like stains where people put a drink down or something like that, right? Because the lacquer wears down over time.
It makes off circle on it. And
And I'm like, that stuff bothers me. All the legs are intact, none of them broken. And the pedals are all intact as well. So, like, everything works. And it comes with a matching bench. It's all as it should be. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if I ever want to restore this, fine. But like, I looked at them restored, and they're insane, the amount of money, like the wood gone over and sanded and relacquered and everything, and everything cleaned perfectly, and all the hammers checked out and everything. But I don't think I'll ever do that, because I'm buying the piano for like nothing. It's like a couple $100. And the expenses, I'm gonna pick up $100 to just get it to move, because I'm not gonna do it myself. I'm gonna have some movers do it, especially to people. But I'll at least get it tuned professionally. And then if there's anything major that's broken, I'll just have them fix or whatever. But maybe at some point, a couple of years down the road, I'll pay to get it restored or something. But it's kind of nice the way that it is, you know, like having something that's old and
it has character. Not... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so I think if it sounds good, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful and it's a full grand. And I've never had, I mean, our aunt has a baby grand and I've played, you know, in high school, they had a full grand, but it was a concert piano.
Right.
So hoping that all goes through. Everything so far is in place. I've been talking to this person for a little while. So, other than that, but yeah, but just, I was just telling that because I want to get that Lego piano set and, all the keys work on the Lego set. I was like, this is so cool. I want this so bad.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get that as well.
Nice.
But my point is, a lot of those sets, they're like display pieces almost. They're collector pieces, but they're also pieces you can put in your house and people won't really know the Legos, you know?
Yep, that's true. They look so good. And like they're like the amount of detail they put in these sets now is unreal. These idea sets are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cool. I have another thing I didn't tell you yet, but for my coffee table for my living room, I've been looking at this for a while. Lego makes like a big brick, like a big 2x4 brick, and it's all molded exactly like a Lego brick would be. And then inside, there's like a little bit of storage, so you could put like Legos in there, stuff like that.
I've seen those
before. Yeah,
they're like a giant container.
It's like a giant container, but you can actually use them because they're scaled perfectly. You can use them to build things like in just a larger scale. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna make a coffee table out of it. That's the plan, at least. Buy a couple of them. Put them on top of each other, build like feet, and then put like a piece of glass on top, almost for a coffee table. And then I can store some extra bricks in there or whatever if I put anything in it. But there's gonna be like Lego all around the house, and you're not gonna notice unless you like really look for it. And it's like kind of tied together, that kind of like mid-century modern look. But I'll show you. It looks so cool, and they're not really that expensive, like $30 a brick.
Yeah, or whatever. I think I've seen them on the store before.
Yeah, they're really cool. So I have planned to do that. Definitely plan to get that little piano or the typewriter. I like the typewriter a lot.
Typewriter is really nice.
You gotta have
the two top sets you have right now.
What's that?
I'm surprised those are the two top sets you have out of everything that they have.
I mean, my top sets are all the Lego Star Wars stuff. I mean, that's, you should see my list. It's so long. I'm just gonna buy it all, and it's gonna be so much. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go to Walmart and just be like, clean them out. I'm just gonna buy everything. You know what I mean? And put on the shelf, but I'm gonna have a shelf for that stuff. I've been still looking for an X-wing that's been hard to find, to say the least. Oh, the
$50 one that they had last.
Yeah.
Well, I got, that's the TIE fighter, and they released the X-wing together. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have got like it. That was back in 2021 January. They dropped that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably why, because it's getting to the point where
it's almost not retired. Being
distributed anymore. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to try and find that, because I looked for the older X-Wings and they're just insane. They're like hundreds of dollars for almost one set. Yep. I'm like, this is so dumb. And
that's actually like the classic one. Like that one is the Luke Skywalker one. Whereas the one they did before that was the Poe Dameron orange and blue one, which I don't like.
And that one, I didn't really like that much. I like the classic ones.
One. Yeah.
You know, but they're the ones that we saw in the Lego magazine that we used to get issued every month. And yep. I'd be like, this is so cool. And obviously, we didn't have enough money to buy them then, but so lots to happen. I just got to get space to put all that stuff. Same with you. You don't have any space to put anything, hence the fact that you can't build anything right now.
I have like some minor shelf space. Like I pretty much, if I could technically like use this shelf I have behind me, like that has movies on, I'm going to get rid of. But
yeah,
that's it. I got that, and I got my dresser top, which has a couple sets already on it. It has the it has the slave one on it, and my medieval blacksmith's on there too. I cleaned off like the whole dresser top and just put those on top.
I love that set. Yeah, it's nice.
Dude, it's one of the best sets ever. It was such a good build.
That's so another thing I really wanted to do is I wanted to get the releasing or the planned rumor to release more medieval sets.
No, and I'm like, did you see what they're dropping for 90th year?
Maybe that's what it was. Well, so what is it?
Right now, currently, with I think it ends this month or it already ended. I can't remember. You get the fort hideout set. Do you see that one?
Yes. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's the medieval style. Like it's the archer guys and the little fort in the tree, fort one. So that is just a promo set. But then for the 90th year, they're doing a galaxy ship. Like the old space theme, they're doing a for $100 you get like a classic galaxy spaceship, And then for $400, they're doing a Lion's Castle. So it's the original Lion's Castle, wow. but re-inspired. It's $400. It's beautiful. Please look it up after this call. It is gorgeous. And yeah, both those sets use the classic yellow Lego figures. No skin-toned Legos yet. They weren't a thing, yeah. right? So it's all the yellow skin tones.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow. No, that's definitely something that I want to buy. That
the castle I really want. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I was looking at because, it. It goes very well with the medieval blacksmith. Even though, like, you get 22 minifigures in that set, and they're all the classic ones, but, like, the castle's so nice, man. I could redo my figures, like, if I wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. And then your set with the medieval house fits so well if you wanted to make a mock. But even more so, do you remember we bought those, at least I remember I had them, the big, the knight sets with the different colored knights and everything?
Or whatever, I think it was called, or Next Knights or something. I remember,
Yeah. With the armor and the swords, which were all new pieces at the time.
We were like, I didn't buy any of them. Yeah.
But all those, I'm sure those sets are worth so much money now, but the fact that that's coming back, and I didn't know about that, the spaceship, I don't know if you've ever looked at the original, I don't even know, from the 90s, the early 90s. Space stuff? Yeah, which was like the original first sets that LEGO released that were all themed.
Yep.
And people have, I've seen videos of people that are like, got the original box, I bought this on eBay, it's all like beat to shit, you know, it's got like tears and rips out of it, but it's never been opened. And those sets are insane, like thousands of dollars just for the spaceships. And then if people build them, you know, this the set alone is worth so much. I'm like,
do you, if you don't already, I'm going to show you after this call, but do you know who Brick Foundation is on YouTube? Do you watch a lot of like YouTubers that are Lego people?
Yes, I think I've watched it before. So I watched a lot of them.
I watch Brixy a lot from in Canada. I watch him a lot. I watch MNR, used to watch MNR a lot. I watch Brixy more now. But this guy called Brick Foundation, I think it's his name. Like B-R-I-Q is his name.
Yeah.
But he does a very quick and beautiful rundown of his Lego room. It's not a big room. It's just like a nice little studio. I need to show you. It is gorgeous. But he's a big space guy. So he has all the space sets that he loves. Oh, they're really nice. And he's like you where he like purposely builds it out. It's not overbearing. There's not like a lot of sets in the room. It's just like a good amount. And like every single set has a specific space with a nice background and a light for it, like a smart bulb. It's really nice.
Wow.
And it gives me so much inspiration because I want to do the same thing he did.
Like, so for like my own he setup. Makes like little mocks based on the theme. Like, yeah, for so each he has
like
thing.
They're not mocks, they're like actual sets, and he collects like he's a really big space guy, so he's got the old space stuff and the new space stuff. And then he has like a nice like I'll show you like a nice light for each one. Like some of them will look like they have like a moon in the background, or like a nice background of like he has like a Harry Potter set. I think he has like a background to it, so you can see like instead of a wall, it's like actually like
it's like a scene
Hogwarts back behind it or something. Yeah,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Wow, no, I haven't seen that. That's cool.
It's really really nice. I'll show it to you.
But definitely have that on the list, and then just. I want to buy more bricks and stuff, but I got to plan to see where I got to put everything because I want to have a space to build stuff and not and have like organizers for all the bricks and stuff like that.
But yeah, I'm going to do that on my table too. Get like a nice, because I need to go through my bricks and separate them anyway and categorize and I'll get like a nice breakdown with, you know, multiple rolls and drawers, and I'll just throw everything in.
Those like shelves or the drawers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I only get like the mini things on my desk so I can build off of.
I want to mention this last thing before we close it up, but the other thing I've been really into lately, which I texted you only once about, but I'm back in Airsoft, back into the Washington videos.
Where did that come from? What made you think of that?
I was like sitting with the boys and I was like talking about stuff. I'm like, they're like, yeah, we're bored.
Have you pulled out any of our old stuff lately?
What?
Have you pulled out any of our old guns, like the ones that we have lately?
I have them still. They're all secured and everything. They're all safe and everything, but I didn't pull them out recently. I was thinking about stuff to do with them, and I was like, you know, it'd be really fun, and stuff that I haven't done in several years here. And I was like, we gotta buy some CQB airsoft arena stuff.
Because you did that once already, right, in Arizona?
Yeah, and it was absolutely insane. It was so insane.
You haven't gone back.
So I told them about it, and they're like, "Yeah, this is amazing." And I told them, I was like, "If you guys want to do it, it'll finally give me an excuse to buy." Some equipment. It's not like it's expensive, but like I can buy a vest and like pads and stuff like that.
Gear and like you get like a nice, like new gun and some looking at the gas guns or the electric ones.
I'm only looking at gas stuff because I'm like, this is the best stuff anyway, And I don't have to worry about
sell like specific gas for it, like the green gas. Remember that?
Yeah, it's all green gas or CO2, because which is still how it was when we were started buying stuff, you know, 10 years ago.
And then we started doing the propane filter.
Yeah, no, so that still works, yeah. I mean, the green gas stuff that has the silicone or the stuff like already in the gas and stuff is not expensive. I looked it up. I was like, how much is it for like 5 or 6 cans? And it's like, not expensive, like $30. I'm like, start looking at like and researching like SMGs that are all blowback. And new pistols and stuff like that. And for a couple $100, you can have like a nice setup and it all be gas. I mean, it depends on what you want, right? And I'm like, I'm so ready to buy stuff. I'm like, started putting a list together of stuff and like vests and like a helmet and new goggles that don't fog up. And like, the equipment is insane. I didn't realize how, you know, I remember looking it up years ago, but it's still such a huge sport. And what I want to do is buy like a mystery box. I was thinking about it. I was like, if you're here, we could do a mystery box, like spend like $500 to split it, and we could get a couple weapons that are like actually really decent, because the whole point is they price them at or above MSRP, so you'd get the value of it, if not more, right?
Right.
But it gives incentive to people to buy stuff. So I watched some gas blowback like mystery box openings, and I was like, these are so cool. So...
That guy's gun, I want exactly that setup. It's so nice. The accuracy of it is insane. It has a silencer. It's like got a weight to it. It sounds nice. It's fat. Yeah. It's semi-auto. It's tiny, so it's not like big thing to carry.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But what I have not realized is how modular these guns are. Like, once you get into like, you know, $150.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, I watched this guy do a whole build out, and I was like, kind of would love this, because it's all like taking apart stuff.
I want building the modular custom stuff. I want to build my own custom one. Yeah,
dude, it's like just a pistol alone. He's like, custom outer barrel, custom inner barrel, hop up, trigger, handle, the whole like light assembly. Everything is custom, and the parts aren't expensive, like $20 are a part of this. So you can make a whole custom thing for like $200, and it's exactly how you want it. You know what I mean? And it's like a lightweight trigger. It's got like semi-automatic. It's high cap magazine. And I was looking at these guys that were building like full setups. And I was like, definitely want to do that. And so I already started putting together these blowback SMGs that I wanted, and like pistols and stuff like that. Cause you know, it was expensive when we were looking at it 10 years ago. Now I'm like, oh, well, you could buy a nice setup for like $800.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and that's like you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So, plus it'd be really fun because it gives you space to learn how to build guns from scratch and like make it exactly how you want it. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I definitely want to do that. We won't get into this, but we were talking about Game Boys and stuff like that. That's the same kind of thing. Like, I want to have
briefly, because we were talking about it. I did my build right before vacation. I just want to show you again. Look at this beauty. I have it in my drawer.
Hey, you show me like every day,
dude. It's so nice.
It is very nice, yeah.
I mean, you're going to tell me that's not nice.
Oh, it is. Beautiful.
I mean, look at that.
But, like, my point is, like, little projects like that is exactly what I'm trying to have, you know, every month. Like, a little project scheduled and little build-outs or something. And whether it be, like, Legos, custom Lego sets or, like, Airsoft stuff or Game Boy, something like that. Because it's cheap enough that you could
It's a good, like, little weekend project to do. It's, like, fun. To get hands on, it's like it's so like rewarding when you complete it and you're like, I did this, I built this, is custom, this is made by me, it's fun.
And it's nice because it gives me a break from working on cars and stuff, and I want you so badly to buy an old Jeep so we can work on it, because
I really want an old Cherokee just to like mess around like I used to,
and
we'll actually duke it out, like mess with it and like put new parts on, put some third-party stuff in, aftermarket stuff, and
do the full exhaust. Yeah. You got some new lights. You got complete new refresh maintenance. You can do new interior parts. Like, I've been dying to do that on like an older car, and
I'm also dying to do it.
Like, and I'm like
talking to Dad about it when he was here in May, and we were reminiscing for like an hour about it, like doing the Jeep together. It was a good time. We were talking about it. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing that with him.
It's fun because you can just buy parts on eBay and like buy stuff that's used already, or go to a junkyard and like put stuff together.
Like,
we were doing
AutoZone stuff. We were doing online stuff. I mean, we were doing, you know, whatever we could find. We were going all over the place picking up stuff.
No, I'm excited to work on your truck, and maybe I'll buy. It'll give me incentive to buy an old one, and we can go duning or have something to tow something with. But it's
Yeah, they're fun.
I don't know.
They're a lot of fun. Exciting. And they just run great. They feel good. The drive. They're just classics, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at this point, they're so expensive now because they're great platforms that I mean, West Coast cars are more expensive because they're rust free.
Yep.
But I almost have to, if I want to buy one cheap enough, have to look in another state like Colorado or something or Utah to drive to because they're so expensive. Yeah. Like, just for a base model.
Especially
like,
out where you are, because there's no rust on them, so they're charging a premium for that, you know, not having a rust free body. Because that's their negative. That's their downside. They rust very easily underneath. So
well, and if it wasn't taken care of, right? Yeah. Like the Rodeo that I bought, that I sold,
was that
it actually
rusty?
Had a recall for frame rail, like the frame rails rusting through.
And yours had that too?
And it had zero rust. Oh, it was pristine.
So maybe it had maybe it had the recall like already claimed on it, like to get the
part. I don't think so, because it had service rust, but like all like the subframes in the front and the back, the frame rails were all in beautiful shape. But it said, you know, you look up the recall and it's like, this is mainly for East Coast vehicles or places that see snow.
Right.
And the car was like beautiful. You know what I mean? And it still ran, had no safety issues. It was beautiful. And I was like, well, there you go. It was $2,500, but it was, you know, a great platform if somebody wanted to mod it, for example, which obviously I didn't, but.
But was it just like dad's old one? The one you had, was it similar?
Yes, it was newer. Like mine was a 2001. Dad had a late 90s.
Yeah.
So the headlights were square.
He had a lot. It was nice.
Yeah, it was big. I mean, solid, one I had was cute. It was really roomy. The back seats were roomy. Mm-hmm. It was nice. And it was the LTE model. So it had sunroof. It had the active suspension, which I later swapped out for aftermarket Strux anyway, because it wasn't worth to get the OEM stuff and like other stuff that was really nice. But so to a kid that's gonna is apparently driving in Florida right now or something, or Texas, I don't forget what it is.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And worked well with him, but anyway.
Nice.
But I'm slowly scheduling all my projects and stuff, whether it be stuff for my house or building Legos, and I'm already trying to plan a project car that I want to work on that's like just cheap, and just I don't know, buy like an eBay turbo and just freaking blow it up because it's cheap enough. Like, why not?
God. Yeah.
That I want to do. That's gonna be my next project. But yeah, dude, that's the biggest stuff that I've been working on.
Nice.
So anyway, probably wrap it up here. I'm ready to work, play some video games if you're still up for it. I need to do some progress on my Deep Rock account.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
It's a good talk.
If you could ask if we're done or not.
Yeah, we can ask them and see what they're up to.
Hey, dude. Well, nice for getting back to it finally. Yeah. We'll have one every Thursday, if not maybe a different day during the week. But nice getting back to you. Glad that you had a nice trip with your birthday.
Thank you. Thanks for joining me tonight, the chat, and tuning in, everybody. And yeah, this is just
a fun
little chat, you know, we like to do.
And just to be continued, or up and coming stuff is, we'll be posting every week for our podcast, but also we'll have some music coming out here. At least some progress stuff showing what we're working on.
Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest new thing that's coming out for us.
Yep.
At least. So.
Sweet. Maybe do a Lego stream if you want to get a Lego going.
Lego stream. We need to get back to RuneScape.
So RuneScape and Lego stream. Those are those two things we need to do. And do a RuneScape membership. And do the Lego stream night one night. It'd be fun.
We're going to finally start a membership with RuneScape and finally go through our members' quests in the order we wanted to, because we're prepped and ready to go. We spent hours upon hours.
Going.
Yeah. So that's going to be on our Twitch.
Get the grind.
And
going.
I finally will figure out the Rollercoaster Tycoon. I don't know. I haven't told you this either, but I'm at home and like doing work, I have Rollercoaster Tycoon on like 12-hour streams just running in the background. I'm just like,
Watching people play it?
Yeah, like they'll do like challenges. They'll like they talk about the specs they have to do. They're like, yeah, I didn't know as a kid and still don't know. They're like, if you build a roller coaster and if it has too many lateral vertical G's, it causes intensity to be too high. You got
to
do this or that.
You have to change.
And it's just an algorithm, right? Tom Sawyer or what's his name?
Something. Is it is Sawyer. Wait, Tim Sawyer.
I forget his first name.
Chris Sawyer.
Chris Sawyer. That's what it is. He. obviously built the game. It's beautiful. Obviously, RCT2 is all open source, but it's all based on algorithms, and you can build stuff, and you can have, you know, you can build a single roller coaster and have that same type in the whole like course, the whole scenario, and you beat the scenario because it's all about meeting the stats, right? So I've been learning about that. I've been dying to play with you. I haven't even told you that, but I've been dying to play. And that's another thing we're gonna start streaming is RCT2
the co-op going, duos. That'd be cool.
Yeah, co-ops. Yeah. So we can actually beat the game finally and look at some of the older, like the harder scenarios. Because there's scenarios that I have never seen that I've watched that are like so cool and detailed. But we have planned to do that as well on our Twitch stream. So more stuff to come.
Cool.
Sweet.
All right, bro.